Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. The text for today's sermon is from Matthew chapter 20, verses 1 to 16. The parable of the workers in the vineyard. For the kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out early in the morning to hire men to work in his vineyard. He agreed to pay them a denarius for the day and sent them into his vineyard. About the third hour, he went out and saw others standing in the marketplace doing nothing. He told them, "You also go and work in my vineyard, and I will pay you whatever is right." So they went. He went out again about the sixth hour and the ninth hour and did the same thing. About the 11th hour, he went out and found still others standing around. He asked them, "Why have you been standing here all day long doing nothing?" "Because no one has hired us," they answered. He said to them, "You also go and work in my vineyard." When evening came, the owner of the vineyard said to his foreman, "Call the workers and pay them their wages, beginning with the last ones hired, and going on to the first." The workers who were hired about the 11th hour came and each received a denarius. So when those came who were hired first, they expected to receive more. But each one of them also received a denarius. When they received it, they began to grumble against the landowner. "These men who were hired last work only 1 hour," they said, "and you have made them equal to us who have borne the burden of the work and the heat of the day." But he answered one of them, "Friend, I'm not being unfair to you. Didn't you agree to work for a denarius? Take your pay and go. I want to give the man who was hired last the same as I gave you. Don't I have the right to do what I want with my own money? Or are you envious? Because I am generous." So the last will be first, and the first will be last. The last, verse 16 says, "So the last will be first, and the first will be last." You have heard it. You've said it. You felt it. It's not fair. From children who are told to turn off the TV to do housework, to university students who receive a much lower grade on an exam than they thought they deserve, to adults when an expensive bill arrives in the mail, it's not fair. "It's not fair" could be the title of the parable of the landowner we just read from today's Matthew 20 gospel lesson. The parable began, "For the kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out early in the morning to hire laborers for his vineyard. A laborer began his shift with all the others at 6 a.m., and the landowner promised him the wage of 1 denarius for 12 hours of work. It was a fair wage, and the laborer was happy to get it for picking grapes. Then he saw the owner go out at 9 a.m., 12 noon, and 3 p.m. for more workers. The owner went out again at 5 p.m. to get more workers. Excitement began to build in the heart of our man hired at 6 a.m. He had been in the vineyard working all day, and he overheard the owner tell the man hired at 5 p.m. he'd pay them 1 denarius for 1 hour of work until the 6 p.m. quitting time. 1 denarius for 1 hour? Wow! He figured if he had worked 12 hours, surely he'll get much more than the man hired just before quitting time. Pay time arrived at 6 p.m., and the surprise came when the laborers lined up to get their pay. The 5 p.m. workers received 1 denarius. The 3 p.m. workers received 1 denarius. The 12 noon workers received 1 denarius. The 9 a.m. workers received 1 denarius. Anger began to well up inside of our man who worked 12 hours since 6 a.m. and he was handed 1 denarius. He cried out, "It's not fair. I worked 12 hours. This man who came at 5 p.m. worked just 1 hour. And we both get paid 1 denarius? Now listen to the words of the landowner in verses 13 to 15 of Matthew 20. But he answered, "Friend, I'm not being unfair to you. Didn't you agree to work for 1 denarius? Take your pay and go. I want to give the man who was hired last the same as I gave you. Don't I have the right to do what I want with my own money? Or are you envious? Because I am generous." And after these words, Jesus gives a conclusion to this parable. He says, "So the last will be first, and the first will be last." In order to understand why Jesus told this parable, we need to see that Jesus was addressing some Jewish religious leaders called Pharisees and his own disciples. Both groups were upset with Jesus because he was welcoming and loving people they did not think were welcome in God's kingdom. People like Gentiles, non-Jews, known sinners, foreigners, tax collectors, prostitutes, and the like. The question on the mind of the Pharisees and disciples was, who is welcome in God's kingdom? The Pharisees' answer was, "Surely us. We have served God faithfully our entire lives. We are like the laborers hired at 6 a.m. We are God's chosen people. We deserve God's rewards." The disciples' answer was, "Surely us. We are the closest of Jesus' followers. We are handpicked by him. We are like the laborers hired at 9 a.m., personally picked by the master." Jesus' answer was, "God welcomes all who humbly come to him, even the latecomers at 5 p.m., like Gentiles, foreigners, sinners, tax collectors, prostitutes." And friends, you know, that at a later time when Jesus was dying upon the cross for the sins of the world, he demonstrated the fullness of God's mercy. With his dying breath, a thief crucified next to Jesus asked Jesus for mercy. "Remember me, Jesus, when you come into your kingdom." According to today's parable, this man came to the vineyard at 5:59 p.m., 1 minute before closing time. And Jesus said to him, "I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise." In the words of the parable, "Dear thief, you get 1 denarius like all the rest." Now, back to today's parable of the landowner. Jesus' point in this parable is that all who come to God humbly, asking for mercy, are welcome in his kingdom. The reaction of the Pharisees and disciples? "It's not fair." Have you ever asked yourself, is it fair? Is it worth it? Following Jesus, living a God-pleasing life, serving him, and being active in church? Is it fair? Is it worth it? Especially when I see all around me so many people taking the easy way out, who make no time for God and his church. Yet Jesus says, "Whoever turns to the Lord with a sincere heart receives mercy and forgiveness." It makes no difference how long you have been in the vineyard, since 6 a.m. or just now at 5 p.m. No difference how long you have had the faith in Jesus Christ, whether all your life or even just today. To say it as this parable ended, "The last shall be first, and the first shall be last." That is to say, there is no difference. God's mercy is for anyone, long-time believer, new believer, some just not wanting to believe. God's way is a way of mercy, not the way of fairness. Today, each of us here can declare, "Thank you, God, that you are not fair, but you are merciful." Yes, God is not fair. He is merciful. There is a big difference. And for this, we can be truly thankful. If we were treated on the basis of fairness, we'd be in serious trouble. If we got paid what was coming to us due to our sin and rebellion against a holy and almighty God, if we got what was fair, we'd get nothing but punishment and death. Wages are what we get paid for the work we do. Romans 6:23 says this about us: the wages of sin is death. The wages that should, in all fairness, be paid to us are horrible wages, judgment and death. You want God to be fair with you? Thank God He is not fair, but that He is merciful. God's way is the way of mercy, not fairness. This is the story of the entire Bible, from Adam and Eve in the Garden of Creation to the thief on the cross next to Jesus. The point of Jesus' parable is that it is not important that you came to the vineyard at 6 a.m. or at 5 p.m. It is not important when you came or how you came. Maybe you are a lifelong believer, baptized as a baby, a 6 a.m. person. Maybe you are an adult convert, a 3 p.m. person. Maybe you are here today seeking God's love and a place in His kingdom, a 5 p.m. person. It makes no difference. It is only important that God, in His mercy, has welcomed you in. And each of us here today are welcomed by Almighty God because of the sacrifice of Jesus upon the cross. That cross shows us, again, so very clearly, that God's mercy covers what His justice and fairness demand: payment for sin. That most beautiful and meaningful of all hymns, Amazing Grace, pretty much sums up the main point of Jesus' vineyard parable. It also pretty much sums up the main point of today's sermon. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see. Thank you, dear Lord, that we see your mercy. Thank you, dear Lord, that you are not fair, but that you are merciful. In the name of Jesus, amen.